Yeah, well, I'm suffering from it too, so I feel for you. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. There's just no way around it. But your doctor's right. You know, if you don't get it under control, it can do a whole slew of nasty things, including, you know, blindness and loss of limbs, like you say. So, all right, well, I'm glad to hear you got some, you know, direction on that, and you're moving in the right direction. I'm kind of just starting to get back serious again. I let it get a little out of control, and I do got to get back on track, and I'm going to get back on the bike, because, you know, it's diet. For me, it's a multi-point thing. It's diet, exercise, and medication, you know, so I don't think I can do any one, and so... All right, Jay, unless there's anything else, I am about two blocks from the house, and I'm going to focus on getting in. NAWJL from W8FU, after yours.
Okay, Sean. Well, I'll tell you what, one thing to make me feel good, and I don't know if you're interested in doing that, but I laid off the red meat. I eat maybe a little red meat, and what I do, I eat maybe a lamb or something like that. I try to stay away from that. I eat catfish, piccolo, walleye fish. I love all kind of fish and stuff like that. So that's what I've been eating, you know, with my dinner, and it seems like it's helping out, keeping my weight down and everything. Because as soon as I eat red meat and stuff, it blows me up. So with that, John, we'll catch you another time. And I'm sort of hurt that we lost our friend John, because I really miss him. He just give me good advice about everything, man. And you know, it's you know, if I go there, it's just I don't know what to say when I don't see him there. All right, man. 73's NAWJL.